Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In less than a month, we vote for our state lawmakers. Brooks Briscoe wants to represent District 3 as a state representative. He joins us now from the Tom and Danielle Ammon Foundation Studio at Northern State University in Aberdeen. Brooks Briscoe, thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me, Lori. Good to be on the program.
Tell us just a little bit about your background and why now? Why run for State House this year?
Well, I'm from Aberdeen. District 3 is mostly the Aberdeen area. I'm 51 years old. I have a couple children, 14 and 16 year old. So I do have something in stake for their future here in the state. And I ran in 2016 for the same position. And I'm running again for the same reason, to try and give a little bit of a voice to the Democratic and independent voters of District 3. Right now in South Dakota, there's less than 50% registered Republican voters, yet Republicans hold about 85% of the legislature. So I'm trying to balance that out a little bit.
Tell us what the value of that is. Articulate that for people, because is it just a philosophical thing that, you know, we need to have those different voices? Or are there specific things that are coming out of the State House that you think, no, if we had a more rigorous debate, we would come up with more nuanced policy?
Well, I think there is something to be said about having a balanced legislature, whether it be Democrat, Republican. When you've got a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate, you really have this overwhelming control over what goes on in the state. And, you know, by getting a more balanced legislature, we can help solve some of the problems. In 2016, the voters passed initiated Measure 22 to kind of help with campaign finance reform and maybe help our state get back on track and try and take some of the money out of politics. And that was passed by the voters, yet the legislature didn't enact that because of their control. Having two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate, there's not much that the Democrats or independents can do to stop them. And now they're going even further. After shooting down initiated Measure 22, there's two amendments on the ballot this year that are going to make it more difficult for we as independent citizens to help pass legislature through direct process of getting an amendment on the ballot.
What are some of the top issues that you see coming up should voters decide to send you to peer?
Well, the two ballot issues, I guess, that I'm most concerned about right now are Amendment X, which is going to take and make the direct legislative process of getting something on the ballot more difficult by requiring a 55% majority instead of just a straight majority. And then Amendment Z, which is going to try and make it so an initiated measure must stick to a single subject. And what that will do is make it real vague for the people trying to get an initiated measure on the ballot, because when that hits committee and peer, they can look at that and say, well, does this deal with more than one subject? And if so, they can shoot that right down in committee and never have it go to the ballot. My primary concern is the way the Republicans have taken control of the legislature and are trying to take away that one right that we have through implementing direct legislature as a registered voter. We're one of 26 states that has that. I guess I would say it's a special quality that our state constitution has set up to help a minority get something on the ballot that they think is right, get the petition signatures needed to get it on the ballot, get it voted through, and have it passed into law. And I think that what's happening now is just diminishing our ability to do that.
So if, talking about Amendment Z, if there things are restricted to one single topic, does that mean that if you had multiple, you'd have to go get different signatures, or you'd have to get,
You would have to initiate a whole nother measure for each subject that you're doing. And if you look at any of the ballot measures, most of them deal with more than one subject now, but it'll really be up if this Amendment Z passes, and I say we should be voting no on it. If it does pass, it's going to give the legislative committees the power to decide what they want to bring into possible legislation.
So here's one of my questions, because as we, before initiated Measure 22 was voted on by South Dakota voters and passed, one of the criticism against it was that it was too, complicated. It had too many moving parts. There was too much too much happening on it, and voters didn't really understand the consequences of everything that they had voted on. What was your argument about that sort of debate as it was going on?
Well, I do think there's some truth to that, that it can get too complicated. However, if you try and simplify it down to one subject or one topic, it gets to be almost impossible to pass anything, I guess, that's going to be effective. And, you know, everything has more than one moving part. You know, passing legislation on one thing is going to affect another measure. So it's really hard to keep it to one simple subject. I think even if you look at the ballot measures that are on in 2018, you could look at almost any of those and relate them to more than one subject. So giving that power to the legislative committees is really going to take away that right we have as an individual registered voter to directly start legislation.
Right. As you talk to voters, do these issues of citizen democracy really resonate with them? What are you hearing for feedback?
Well, you know, I think once they do understand that this right that we have is being diminished, that they are concerned about it, because that's, you know, that's one of the things out there that as a registered voter, if I think something's unfair and I want to pass some legislation, I can go out and get the 35,000 signatures on a petition to get this ball rolling on any kind of measure that I want to pass. And, you know, I think once people realize that they have that right and that right is slowly being taken away from them, they really are concerned about it.
And there was another opportunity, which was to allow initiated Measure 22 to go before, or the elements of it to go in front of the state Supreme Court and be challenged. Do you think that's what should have happened? Lawmakers, you know, who voted to, you know, repeal it or to overrule it. I'm losing the language there for that. But who got rid of it, essentially that was their argument, was, you know, voters didn't know what they had done. So what would you have done had you been in Pierre? Let it go
well,
to
I,
its
I think
court
I would
challenge.
Have, I think I would have pushed it to go to the Supreme Court. And, you know, the lack of democratic and independent representation that we have there is, I think, what prevented that from going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. We've got time for maybe one more issue. Is there another topic that's important to you?
Well, there's several topics, but I think education is a big one. You know, education is important to everybody you talk to in South Dakota. Which side of the aisle you're on, you think education is important. You know that it's a building block of our community. It's something that's going to help our youth. It's going to help our future. And, you know, to not earmark money for education, to me, is a problem. And this has happened with video lottery money. It's happening again with Amendment 25 that's trying to be passed, where they're going to increase tobacco tax, but they want to put that money toward technical schools. Well, that's great. You know, I think we should put more money into technical schools. And I have no problem with taxing tobacco, but that money's not going to be earmarked. That can just go into the general slush fund, just like video lottery money. And even though legislators say that education is important, without earmarking funds directly for educators and education, there's no saying where that money's going to go. And I think that's something we really need to focus on. I would like to see South Dakota in the top 10 in education, not in the bottom 10.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know if it's possible, but without trying, there's no way to know.